But Hebrews 11, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. And through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, and God testifying of his gifts. And by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now, Miss Carla, I know she always asks prayer for her children and her grandchildren. And I know Brother Ron has too. Brother Ron's asked prayer for you, for the kids. And that would be my prayer if the Lord took me home, or even now I pray for my kids and grandkids. You want to see your kids doing right. You want to see them walking with the Lord. And I know that was her prayer, and I know that's Brother Ron's prayer, that the children would walk with the Lord. It says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was found. Enoch in the Bible, he's a guy, he's a type of if the Lord come back right now, there's Enoch is a type of a Christian that never will die, never will die. Elijah, he got called up to heaven, and he's gonna have to come back and die. Moses died, and he's gonna have to come back and die again. But Enoch is a type of a Christian that will never die. And Enoch never seen death, never tasted death. He never had to walk through the valley of shadow of death. He never did that. He just walked with God. And he went home to be with the Lord. And it says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was found because God, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And boy, pleasing God is our goal. Is pleasing the Lord. And I know Miss Carla wanted to please the Lord. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. And that ought to be our goal, to please God. Not worry about man, fear of man bringeth a snare. Man, we always worry about what man thinks, what they think, what he says, what they're going to do. It says, if without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, that's another fellow in the Bible, that what a great man he was, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. Noah, most people don't know this. They know about Noah's ark, but they don't know Noah preached to 120 years to the people. And they still wouldn't believe. They still wouldn't get right. And only 8 people saved out of that flood. By faith, Abraham, another great man in the Bible, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterwards receive as an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. And by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. That land over there is a land of promise. Who was it promised to? Abraham. It was promised to Abraham, he's everywhere your foot hits the ground, it's going to be yours. That's what the big fight's been going on, the devil and the flesh, all that stuff going on over there, Palestinians and all. And it's just a constant battle. That's, if you want to know if the Bible's real and alive, that's one of them right there. You can see it on the news every night. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. And by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and the heirs with him of the same promise. We're heirs of God. I mean, we got heirs. I mean, the Lord's promised us a mansion, promised a new body. I mean, he's promised us rewards. I mean, we got an inheritance. We're heirs of God. It says, heirs with them of the same promise. For he looked, this is what I want you to see. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You're talking about a city of righteousness, a beautiful city, a place with no sin, no trash, no cigarette butts, no beer bottles in the ditch, nobody riding by cursing and saying all kinds of filth. They looked for a city. He said he looked for a city which with foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And through faith, also Sarah herself. And it goes on down, it's in verse 13. These all died in faith, having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. They didn't possess it. They just seen it from afar off. Right now, we got promises. God's given us promises. We can't see it right now. And there's promises in the Bible. I think I wrote down there 3,600 and some promises in the Word of God. And there's that many promises God made. Guess what? God's going to keep his promise. When he promised that, he said, when you be absent from the body, is be present with the Lord. It's real, man. She's absent from the body, present with the Lord. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. She went through the valley, and she was comforted by God. What a thing, man. You got promises. And what, man, people, you know, men promise all kinds of things, but they lie. I wouldn't trust Washington, politicians, or anything else. They make all kinds of promises. They lie through their teeth. You know what? We're looking for a city whose builder and the foundation is God. And there's a promise that he gives, and he always, not almost always keeps his promises, always. And the Bible says, it says this, wherefore these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them. Man, you think about embracing something. Man, they embraced it. It says they received the promises, but they were far off. Right now, our promises sometimes are far off. They're far off. But they embraced it. They embraced it. They say, you Christians are brainwashed. You Christians are, you know, you're just stupid and all that other stuff. They say, oh, you really don't believe that stuff, do you? I say, I sure do. I believe this book from cover to cover. I'd rather believe this book than believe you. I believe this book. When God makes a promise, God always keeps his promises. Amen? He always keeps. When he promised that his son was going to come and his son was going to be born of a virgin, guess what? He kept his promise. We celebrated resurrection. Jesus said that he said, destroy this temple in 3 days. I'll raise it up. He kept his promise. His body came up out of the grave. What a promise God makes. Boy, I love his promises. Boy, if we could just talk about his promises, you won't get discouraged. You can't get discouraged if you talk about his promise. I can do all things through Christ. It's the greatest, one of the greatest, most quoted verses in all the world. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. You can just quote his promises. You won't be discouraged. You won't get discouraged about anything. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I mean, his promises throughout the Word of God. They embraced it. They got a hold of it. They wouldn't let it go. When God gives you a promise, you better embrace it. You better hold on to it. Because why? It's going to come to pass. And we're persuaded of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. We were born to die. And in between there, you have a decision to make. Whether you're going to trust God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, the promises he made. He said, come on to me, and all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. You can take those promises to the bank and embrace it and say, God, I'm going to trust you. Christian, I want to encourage you and trust and embrace and trust God with those promises that he's made. He's coming. You say, oh, preacher, they've been talking about that a long time. Embrace it. He's coming. He's coming. You better be ready or you'll be ashamed. You can be ready or be ashamed. It's up to you. Christian sitting at home, you can be ready or be ashamed. I want to be ready. You know, the Bible says that God promises a crown to those that love his appearing. Are you praying for the Lord to come? Are you praying that you'd be a good witness? Are you praying for your family? Miss Carla, her prayers, they're going to continue. Why? God gave a promise. He gave a promise. Now, let's embrace them. Let's embrace the promises of God. We sing that song, standing on the promises of God, my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring, resting in his promises, and so on. I can't get the song right. I wish I would have looked it up, but Anyway, standing on the promises. We're going, matter of fact, we sing that. We can sing it, get a song book out. We'll sing that thing. And singing, standing on the promises. Let's embrace.